Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Unser guter gesunder Morgen zu all unseren Einhörers. Sie gibt uns wieder viel Vergnügen, da mit euch allen zu sein. Welcome to the... Sorry?
Ich habe gesagt, es ist kalt in Dresden,
weißt du? Ah, es ist kalt in Dresden.
Ja.
Aber da in Atelier ist nicht so kalt.
Na, da ist warm.
Welcome to the Kumsitz on Chai FM, the home of Yiddish spirit and the Yiddish language. It's great to be with all our listeners on air again. My name is Hilton Kaplan, and my co-hosts today, once again, are Judy Moritz and Shoshana and Ronnie Kaplan, Judy and the 3Ks. Here we are today, 7th May 2026. Wir sind in 2 Wochen weg von Shuas und 1 Woche weg von Yom Yerushalayim.
Ja, so die zwei, in ja, zwei. Wenn nicht sein dort ein Donnerstag in 2 Wochen herum.
Nein, also nein, das ist bei Nacht.
Ja. Also bei Nacht wird passieren, bei Nacht. Okay, beside.
Okay, so coming up on the Kumsitz today, the 4 of us will be bringing you an exciting and interesting show with a Kumsitz focused on the spirit of the Yiddish language. We'd love to hear from you, so make a note of our contact details. Please call us on WhatsApp on 061-895-1019 or send us an email at onair@chaifm.com. Ronnie will tell us some interesting and exciting Yiddish stories and give us some fancy words in Mameloshen.
Yo.
Sorry, he'll give us the words in English and we'll have to translate to Mameloshen. So stay tuned, because even if you don't speak Yiddish, you'll be able to follow us. Shoshana will then tell us about her topic of choice. So Shoshana, over to you.
A gute Frühmorgen allemen. Das ist kalt auf der Reisen, aber inne wenig ist es sehr warm. Für was, mit 2 Tagen zurück, haben wir gehabt Lag bei Omer. Das ist gewesen Feier und die ganze jüdische Welt haben wir gehabt Bonfires. Das ist der Meister von Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Er hat weggelaufen von den Römern, sehr gewollt, weghagen in ihm. Er ist gegangen zu einem Cave mit seinem Sohn Elazar und gewesen dort vor 12 Jahren und gelernt vor 12 Jahren. Nach den 12 Jahren hat er rausgekommen von der Cave und das ist gewesen sehr schwer. So I said that it is cold outside, but it is very, very warm inside. Why? Because I'm going to speak about Lag BaOmer, which was 2 days ago when there were bonfires in the whole Jewish world. What does fire mean? It means the warmth of Torah way of life. Not the break.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Hi, so ich habe gesagt, als Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai hat gelernt in the cave und er rausgekommen. Als er rausgekommen hat, er gesehen Menschen, was gehen herum zu wischen Arbeit, was er darf und tun. Und er hat nicht verstehen, als Menschen können nicht lernen die ganze Zeit. Hat er geguckt auf Menschen und hat alle gebrannt. Hat der Basko rausgekommen von Shamayim und gesagt, geh zurück rein in the cave, weil du kennst nicht aufbrennen meine Welt. So Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai learned for 12 years in the cave. He came out and he had been learning and he thought, how can people go around doing normal work when a person should be learning? And whatever he looked at, he burnt. And a bus call that is like a voice from heaven came out and said, go back into the cave. You can't burn my world. And so he went back into the cave for another 12 months. Agekommen zu Arois, hat er gewinnt ein anderer Mensch. Was hat er gelernt? Er hat gelernt, als wir darf lernen, wir darf wissen, wie uns zu gehen in der Kodesh Baruch Hu's Welt. Aber wir darf haben, was er rufen in Englisch, a God consciousness. Wir kennen so eine verschiedene Arbeit. So what did he learn in the cave? He learned how to get on in this world, because not everybody can be in learning. But you have to have a God consciousness. You have to bring God, the value that God taught us to our work. So you can be in any kind of a profession. Or be the darf sein emeslik, me darf sein ehrlich, me darf sein übergeben, me darf sein helpful, me darf sein besimcha. Und das was Edgar gelernt. So what he learned is to bring God consciousness into the world, to be honest, to be truthful, to be devoted, to help another, to be besimcha, and to evidat Hashem besimcha. That is what he learned and what he gave to us, and that is the warmth of the Torah that he left with us. Thank you.
Oh, du bist gerecht.
Ob du weißt was, du hast gehört, was President Trump
gesagt hat? Nein, du weißt, kann ich etwas sagen?
Ja, schon.
Entschuldig mir. I'm going to start what you have just said. Last week, letzte Woche, habe ich gekrogen a Klappe über den Coolness.
Oish.
Did I get a hiding on my head? I fell over my chair only because I was bragging how strong I was. And the next minute, I fell over the chair. I rushed gefaffen. I went dizzy high, fell on the knees, bald zerbrochen. But Baruch Hashem, good. So I looked up at the heaven. I said, thank you. I got the message. Geb HaMelech. Don't go fast, go slowly. Mein Tato die ganze Zeit gesorgt.
Geb HaMelech.
Aber Scholem. And especially when I was in the cemeteries when I was a little girl, ich hab geläufen, so viel. My tata said, "Wo läufst du? Where are you running to? Gay Pamela,
over here.
Nobody's going anywhere over here. Just go, Pamela."
Yeah, the base was as President Trump had gesagt, as dem kommende Shabbos a Woch, wir geht haben National Sabbath. To be honored a week from this coming Shabbos. Hast du gehört das?
Ja.
President Trump came out with a declaration that this week, coming Shabbos, a week, is going to be the 250th year of the American independence. Und will sagen, a dank to the Rabbeinu Shalom, an appreciation to the Jewish community for their contribution to. To America, yeah. So the Führer von the ganze Welt, the leader of the world's greatest superpower, and sagt, versteht, als HaKadosh Baruch Hu, für die Welt. Yeah.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Ronnie.
Ich habe keine Sache nicht zu sagen.
I can't believe that Ronnie hat keine Sache nicht zu sagen, noch was Shoshana hat gesagt.
Shoshana hat gesagt, der Trump hat gerecht.
Wegen Shabbos.
Er pleudert dich, weißt du von
ja, ich weiß das, aber er pleudert, aber er tut Arbeit von der Kodosh Baruch Hu, in der Kodosh Baruch Hus Welt.
Er tut, was er sagt.
Er tut, was er sagt, was er tut.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. He says what he does. He does what
he
says.
He says what he does.
Yeah.
And very, very, very.
He's a man of his word.
He's a man of his word, but.
But it's quite. I think it's must be because of the third clap that he got, when he was sitting at this.
They sagen, dass sie das hier meistens, Boba meistens.
Das ist passiert, nein?
Es ist passiert. Ich habe das gesehen.
Ja.
Yeah.
Das ist der dritte Mal.
Nein, ich habe gesehen, das auf der Television.
What happened?
He was sitting at a dinner and they shot at him again.
Somebody tried to take him out again.
Oh. For the third time now.
Yeah. That's third time lucky.
No, third time he got the message.
He got the message, yeah.
No, Ronnie, all
the big people there are unter the Tisch gegangen.
Ja.
Sie hat Meira. Und sie reiten auf CNN. Ja, du weißt, Turner hat gestorben.
Who's Turner?
Who's Turner?
He was the starter of CNN. In 1980.
Is er given crack?
Was no, he sick?
He was
87, I think.
Keine Ahnung.
Yeah, but er hat angefangen mit der CNN, das ich bin in 1980. Ja, 1980.
46 Jahre.
Ja, ja.
Richtig, 46 Jahre.
Ja, that he was, ich habe das das erste Mal gesehen, dass, und ich habe gewinnen gegangen dort vor dem Milchoma, Gedenkste.
67?
Nein, nicht 67. We went into Iraq and Iran. Ich kann nicht gedauern. Israel was also involved. It was a big story. 1980. I saw the television. The first time was you could see. We bring a Milchoma to Eich in Eir
In ein Haus, zu sehen.
In ein Haus, nein, das nicht in ein Haus. Ich habe gewesen in der Krasnopolsky Hotel in Amsterdam.
Wow.
Ich habe gewesen, das erste Mal, ich habe gesehen, CNN.
In 1980?
Ja.
So you've been around historically to see the things in...
No, but...
when CNN is something from the other day.
1980 angefangen. It's a long time ago.
So before
46
you
years ago. Yep. 46 years ago.
And lange das das gewesen mit Judy in 1970.
That's a nice story.
That's 67. Okay.
Just before you carry on, there's a message here from Bianca.
Yeah.
We haven't heard from her for a long time.
Yeah, was
remember Bianca. Good morning, Kumsitz. But it's beautiful how you all speak Yiddish to each other and show that there's no anarchy in Judaism regarding women and men. It's beautiful that you all can be together and speak Yiddish to each other for us. I certainly would have to be at school to learn Yiddish. I would have to repeat, sorry, something happened here. I've got it, Craig. It just went off the screen. I certainly would have to be at school to learn Yiddish. I would have to repeat the words and grammar with a teacher. Wishing you all everything of the absolute best and the most beautiful build-up to Shabbos. Sending love, kind regards, Bianca.
Thanks, aww. Bianca.
This is very shame.
And because of Bianca, we're having a live read. So, here we go.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.
No, Ronnie, the Talons are my Amasa.
Ah, Amasa, okay. Ich bin Rabbi Aberbach, Shlomo Aberbach.
Shlomo Zalman.
Zalman, Shlomo Aberbach. Ja, Zalman, kann sein. Hat gewinnt ein Tag auf einem Autobus. Und da habe ich gesetzt, sag ich, in den Autobus.
So, one day, while back, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Was sitting on a bus, traveling wherever he was traveling.
Going to B'nai Brak.
Going to B'nai Brak on the bus.
Geht kommt er weggesetzt Sachen und zwei noch ein Platz, der Bus ist aufgehalten, sag, und er freut gekommen und er weggesetzt sag, Leben ihm.
So the bus stopped and the lady got on and she came and she sat down next to him.
Sie ist nicht gewesen, sehr.
She wasn't so, what's the word for sneers?
Modest,
that's it. Thank
you, that's Shoshana. A good word, Shoshana. It's been said in the sneers, and the Robert gegangen, a rope from, we come noch a platz.
He was uncomfortable.
The rope gegangen from autobus, and gegangen auf noch a autobus, was sie gekommen, gleich noch das.
So, because of her not being so modest, Aberbach got off the bus and caught the next bus that came.
Einer von seinen Talmidim hat gesagt, Rabbi, was bist du gegangen vom einen Autobus bis der zweite Autobus? Es macht nicht kein Zeichel.
So one of his students said to him, Rabbi, what did you do? It was not logic what you did. You got off the bus and you waited for another bus. What went through your mind?
Ich habe gegangen auf einen Autobus, ich habe weggesetzt, ich bin früh gekommen, ich habe nie gewollt, nicht beschämen hier, ich kann gehen sehen, sitzen in noch einem Platz auf einem Autobus, aber sie wird, ich nie gewollt, beschämen der Freude.
So, he said to his student, he said, look, I didn't want to,
embarrass,
that's the word. I didn't want to embarrass the lady. She would have seen me get up and go sit somewhere else. It would have embarrassed her. And I would have said something that would have embarrassed her. So I got off the bus and let her think that I'd come to the end of my journey.
That's what she gave. He said, noch einmal, he said, du weißt, allemal hat er gegessen Matze von dem Fabrik. Hat er gegessen allemal Matze Pesach. From dem Fabrik.
One manufacturer.
Yeah.
So he always ate on Pesach. He only ate matzah from the one particular manufacturer.
Yeah, so it was einmal the Balabos and the Platz hat das verkauft and immer zu anderen gekauft the Fabrik.
So time went past and the factory was sold by the one owner to another owner.
And the
Rabbi Auerbach.
Yeah, and gegangen dorten sagt, sie ist besser dick, but ich weiß was, ich gehe kaufen, ich gehe gehen für andere Matzes, ich gehe nicht kaufen für mich.
So he went along and he saw the factory and whatever have you, and he said to the these, I'm not buying these matzahs anymore. I'm going to buy someone else's matzahs.
Before
it was handmade matzah.
No, it given machine, and jetzt geht er machen hand matzah.
So he's going to buy, before the matzahs were produced by a machine, now he's going to buy handmade matzah.
So the Balabos, we have come in Rov. I have all my money reingestellt in the Fabrik. And you guys don't eat my matzah. You know what the people will say. They don't give it from me.
So the fellow who owned the factory came to the rabbi and said to him, listen, rabbi, I've put a lot of money invested in this factory. And now all of a sudden, because you're not going to be buying my matzah anymore, you're not supporting me, everybody else is going to be thinking there's something wrong with the matzah and they also won't support me. What am I going to do?
Dr. Rov to him, daige nit, ich will das tun azai. Allemal habe ich gekauft a matzah for my machine. Jetzt will ich beiten for a hand matzah.
So all the time I've been buying machines, the machine-made matzah. Now I'm changing it. I'm going to tell everyone I'm buying handmade matzah.
Yeah, but ich habe kein Sache nicht zu tun mit Eier.
But I won't have anything to say against you.
Again, negative. And they just given because they had gewollt, had nicht gewollt, keinem nicht
stören.
Das ist ein gutes Wort.
Stirren,
very good.
Yeah.
And was for a Meister, Ronnie, two Meisters, ein Mal.
No, das ist ein Rov, zwei Meisters.
Sorry, I got it wrong. I said two stories.
Yeah.
Ronnie said, no, it's one story with, but there two times with the same rabbi.
Yeah.
Was for a Meister.
Das stimmt, was ich gesagt habe, dasselbe Sache, mit darf sein ein Mensch nach Gottes Wort aus Welt.
Ja. 100%.
No, the weißt was without ton was is
richtig,
and it darf sein meglach.
Yeah,
now, that's the point.
That's a beautiful word.
You have to do something
meglach, yeah.
And it needs to be acceptable.
Yeah, possible.
Beautiful
possible.
Word, yeah, meglach.
Craigie, give us a song.
High FM 101.9 megahertz of life.
That song is a brilliant song. It says, the wonders of Yiddish. Speaking Yiddish, what a wonderful language Yiddish is.
Well, you saw that lady, she said to you that she's so impressed with our Yiddish. I mean, it's fantastic. I wish more people would tell us about it. Because wherever I go, actually, people say, are you from the Yiddish, are you from the Yiddish program? I said, yeah.
You've become famous, Ronnie.
No, I haven't. I've become famous. The other day I was working by the kosher world. Come to man says, but weren't you on the radio 5 minutes ago? I said, yeah, but you're coming door.
Yeah. So they recognize your voice, Ronnie.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Okay. It's one of those things. So here we are, the 3Ks and Judy back on the air to continue with the show. Shoshana, you need to finish about your topic.
Yeah. Ich habe geredet wegen Präsident Trump. Jetzt gehe ich reden wegen Präsident Truman.
Er hat gestorben.
Ja, gestorben. Aber er hat einen sehr großen Platz in unserer Historie. Was ist passiert? Et aufgehoten wird in Kansas. Und dort hat er gehört, Chava Ebi Jacobson. Sie haben gegangen zu der Armee zusammen, sie haben gegangen in Geschäft zusammen. Und in 1948 hat Harry Truman gewählt Präsident der United States. So what happened is that many years before 1948, there was a man by the name of Harry Truman who was growing up in Kansas City, and he became very friendly with another guy from Kansas whose name was Eddie Jacobson. They both went to the army together. They both went into business together. And then they went in different paths. Eddie Jacobson had gone in sein Geschäft, and Harry Truman had gone into politics, and he had geworden the President of the United States. So Eddie went into his business, and Harry Truman went into politics, and he became President of the United States. Was it passiert, dass sie gewinnen für the United Nations vote for Eretz Israel, to whether the United Nations wird sagen ja und nicht zu establishment of the State of Israel. Und sie gekommen zu Eddie Jacobson und gesagt, du darfst gehen zu deinem Chava, Harry Truman, er will nicht sehen Chaim Weizmann. Chaim Weizmann will reinkommen zu ihm, zu reden wegen zu stimmen für Israel in the United Nations, und er will nicht reden zu ihm. So people came to Eddie Jacobson and they said, please go to your friend Harry Truman, who is now President of the United States, and try and convince him to see Chaim Weizmann, who wants to talk to him about Eretz Yisrael. And he, Harry Truman, doesn't want to see him. Nu, in dem Tag, das ist nicht gewesen, als er schwer zu kommen zu der White House. Jetzt beginne ich gehen, als er gekommen zu der White House und gesagt, mein Name ist Eddie Jacobson und ich will sehen Harry Truman. Haben sie genommen the message to Harry Truman und gesagt, gewiss, mein Chava, komm mal rein. So in those days, it was much easier to go to the White House. Eddie Jacobson went to the White House. He said, my name is Eddie Jacobson. I want to see Harry Truman. And Harry Truman, remembering his friend, said, yeah, sure, come on in. So er gegangen rein to the Oval Office. Und sie haben geredet wegen der alte Tag, wir gehen zusammen. Und Harry Truman gesagt zu ihm, nu, für was hast du gekommen da, Eddie? Sagt Eddie, ich will dir fragen zu sehen Chaim Weizmann. So Harry Truman said to me, so after all this, can you tell me why you came? So Eddie says, please, can you see Chaim Weizmann? So Harry Truman gesagt, nein, ich will nicht sehen ihn. Ha was? Gewinn andere Menschen von Eretz Yisrael, und nicht gewinn a gut, wasn't a good meeting that he had with them, and he didn't want to see Chaim Weizmann. Nu, Eddie Jacob gesagt, nu, ich habe probiert und ich darf weggehen. Aber er hat gesehen ein Bild von Andrew Jackson. Andrew Jackson gewesen ein Präsident in den United States mit mehreren Jahren zurück. Und alle Mal hat Harry Truman gesagt, du weißt was, ich will sein ein Präsident für den United States, als er wie Andrew Jackson. Und Eddie Jacobson hat gesagt zu Harry Truman, du weißt was, was du getracht wegen Andrew Jackson, tracht ich von Chaim Weizmann. Tut mir auf Teufel und sehen Chaim Weizmann. So when Harry Truman said, I don't want to see Chaim Weizmann, Eddie Jacobson thought this is the end, but then he saw a picture of Andrew Jackson, and he remembered that many, many years ago, Harry Truman had said that he wants to be like Andrew Jackson, President of the United States. And so he told the president, as much as you liked Andrew Jackson, I have tremendous respect for Chaim Weizmann. Please see him. So Harry Truman gave in and cast all that because what the base was for dir, ich will sehen Chaim Weizmann. So Harry Truman said, okay, fine, only for you will I meet Chaim Weizmann. Und er hat gehabt ein Begegnis, and he had a meeting with Chaim Weizmann for 2 hours in the Oval Office. Dosse gewen sehr, sehr gute Begegnungen, a very, very important, strong meeting. He had a very big impression on the United States president. Und von dort hat gekommen, als Amerika hat gestimmt, ja, für die Seite of Israel. Das ist eigentlich die erste und die ein einzige Zeit, wo Russland hat gestimmt dasselbe für die Seite of Israel. Ja, das ist eine einzige
Zeit.
Ja, ja.
1947.
In 1948 haben sie gehabt
die Medina. Fifth of Iyar.
Und das... So, if we can see President Trump and one President Harry Truman. And I will say, a thank to the Bainer Shalom. We can say, the ganze Zeit, a thank to the Bainer Shalom, what he does for us. And we can see, and we can say, a thank. Mizmol the Toida, Hariyu Ladonai Kola Aretz, Ivdu et Adonai Pesimcha, Bo'u Lefanao Birana Du'u, Ki Adonai, Hu Elohim, Hu Asani Volo Anachnu, עמו וצון מעריתו, בואו שרו בתודה, חייסרות בתחילה, הודו לו, ברוכו שמו, כי טוב אדוני לעולם חסדו ועד דו ודור אמונתו.
אמן.
כן.
שושנה, I think just do me a favor while you've got it there.
Yes.
Just, it was
in English.
Okay, so I'm just saying that because we are mindful, the Jewish people of HaKadosh Baruch Hu running the world. So one president, Harry Truman, another president, Trump, and I just said that Mizmor LaToida, which is a psalmist thanksgiving, call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everyone on earth, serve Hashem with gladness, come before him with joyous song. Know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he is God. He made us and we are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, his courtyards with praise, and give thanks to him. Bless his name, for Hashem is good. His kindness endures forever, and his faithfulness from generation to generation.
Amen.
Well done, Shoshana.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Our famous favorite listener, guess who?
Cindy.
Ronnie,
yeah.
Who?
My daughter.
Ah, okay. Hi, Yiddish team. Thanks for a great show today. Thanks for keeping us warm with your great stories and lovely music. Shabbat Shalom. I'm Israel Chai. Love, Cindy. Oh,
thank you, my son.
Now, before we carry on, Judy, that was your song of the day.
That was my song of the day. And do you know what the Israeli entry to Eurosong Festival, Michelle, is all about? To clarify a couple of things first, the song is called The New Day Will Rise, performed by Yovel Rafael, not Michelle. Karen Pellis, who goes by Michelle, is the songwriter. And this was the Eurovision 2025, which has already concluded. Israel actually came last year second in place. As for what it's about, the song is a multilingual orchestral pop ballad with lyrics in English, French, and Hebrew, incorporating a verse from the Song of Songs, and it is described as symbolizing hope, unity, and renewal. The lyrics are essential about love that endures even loss or parting, and even so they say goodbye, you'll never go away.
A song with and, real message.
And he is going to be singing this on the Eurovision this year.
I think it's Eurovision is this Saturday night.
I don't know.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what it's about.
Yeah, well, I mean, I believe they're putting on extra security there.
Yeah,
and all
the ganze Geschichte.
Good.
But now this time, I don't know, it's somewhere in Europe they're having it.
They have it in the Zelbert site.
Every country that wins it gets it for the following year.
Oh, I see.
That's how it works. Been working for 30 years that. But it has changed, and a lot of people have actually left Eurovision, which they thought they ankegen Israel. But Israel, thank God, the committee agreed that Israel will participate.
Just following on that point, I don't know if you heard the story about all the, well, everybody knows about all the trouble that's been happening with the Jews in London and all over Europe and whatever have you. But the bottom line of it is that in terms of England, the police service have put on extra security.
Yeah. £25 million pounds worth.
Extra security, especially to look after the Jewish community. So it shows that some people do care.
The 300,000 men didn't bleiben in England. 300,000.
You've got to be
joking.
300,000.
Used to be 400.
Used to be how many?
About 400. Wow. A lot of people have left, but there's over 350,000 people live in the United. Jews live in the United Kingdom.
Ich gehört in echten da handen de free. Also ich hab mir a politician, a Freu, wo sagt, als sie geht sein a representative for the Jewish people.
Yeah, we hope she wins.
Parliament.
Today.
Yeah. Hey, is it today?
Today's the day of the election. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a by-election. Not an election, it's a by-election.
For her particular...
No, for her. There's a whole lot. There's 90 places that are going for by-elections today.
And sie sagt, dass sie will nicht haben, als derselbe Sache, was passiert in the 1930s, wir darf sagen, als wir darf aufhören,
and wir darf... To bring up the people differently, but I don't know that between 1930 and... And 2026 is a difference. The people are different, everything's different.
Yeah. Anyway,
Cindy
is listening to the show.
Yeah.
Eurovision is in Vienna, Austria this year.
I'm in Vienna, Austria.
Thank
so
you, from sir. The 12th the day went last year then. It must be.
Yeah. Yeah, from the 12th to the 16th of May. So it's in the next week.
It starts tonight and it finishes on Saturday night. Correct. Yeah.
Okay.
Well done, Sin.
Shows you at least someone's concentrating.
No, she's
on
concentrating
show.
Very well.
So you can't believe how they listen in.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the problem is that nobody contacts us.
I thank Cindy for schreiben zu uns. Yeah.
So here I am, Hilton Kaplan, along with my cousins Ronnie and Shoshana Kaplan and Judy Moritz. To all our listeners out there, share your thoughts with us on any subject you may wish to discuss. Let us know if you'd like us to feature a particular song or a particular topic in upcoming shows by sending us a WhatsApp on 061-895-1019 or an email from anywhere in the world at onair@chaifm.com. That's onair@chaifm.com. We'd love to hear from you, even if you just want to say hi.
I grace and thank to Bianca. I grace and thank to Cindy.
Ein Minut. Ilan Herman hat sich euch daran geschrieben.
Ah,
I thank Ilan. I thank to the lady, Re Trump and Sabbath, will use in meine Drosche Shabbos in Durban. Schkoch, Ilan, I thank.
That's really nice. Er hat sich ein Echet.
Und das ist gewinn für Shoshana.
Okay, well done. So, Ronnie, ein paar Wörter in Yiddish.
Okay, yeah. What is
Zibbe Zetze.
Hey? Zibbe. No, that's right. What is a pajama?
Pajama.
Pajama.
No, what do you say pajama?
Schlafkleider.
Schlafbrooks.
Not bad.
Schlaf, was?
Nacht. Nachthemd.
Nachthemd.
That's it. What's shaving cream?
A roof to schmear enough and pon him.
Yes, and what is it called?
Schmachala.
How do you say to shave?
Schmachana a bald rain. Rain a bald.
Nein. Razir.
Razir.
Zaft.
Razir Zaft. Oh, razor.
Hilton got the second part really well done.
Razor soap.
Juice. Yeah. Razor juice.
Yeah.
Ronnie, before you carry on.
Yeah.
Unfortunately for you, ad break.
Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
What is drowned?
Vertrunken.
Correct. What's a passport?
A passport.
A papier.
A visa.
A passport papier.
Nein.
Was?
A pass.
A pass.
Yeah. What's closed?
Kleider.
No.
Vermacht.
Correct.
Closed.
What is a bump?
A knock.
You bump somebody, is
a
club.
Zets.
Zets. Does a zets is a slap in the face.
Okay, it's a smack, yeah.
So that's a bump.
That's a bump, yeah. You bump somebody, okay.
A zets is a bit so stuck of a bump.
I like the way that you people worked out the shaving.
We work
cream.
Out sideways.
It's very good.
We think sideways, out of the box.
Out of the box. What is silk, you know, clothing?
Silk.
Silk, yeah.
Come on, come on, ladies. You should know what silk is.
Mit Trogen was heute, das ist ein sehr feines Trogen Silk. Richtige Silk, 100% Silk. Was ist sehr teuer.
Silk. They're going back to it now to wear Silk. Gucci bring those zurück.
Oh, but das ist sehr teuer.
Yeah, but it weiß wie viel Jahr zurück, was es gibt, passiert in der 60er. Om ze brengen dat zurück jetzt. Ja,
aber wie kan dat kaufen?
Ik heb zich ongetrogen naar kleden. Wat is zeit?
Zeit.
Zeit.
Zeit. Oh, wow, that's silk in Yiddish.
That is zeit. Very good, Judy.
Ik heb haar aangekookt.
I thought you were going to... Okay, very good. What's to obtain?
To Bakumen.
Yeah, Kriegen, Bakumen.
Bakumen.
Very good. What's light?
Licht.
What's to offend?
Zu verschämen.
That's to embarrass. That's to embarrass zu verschämen. And to offend. Das kann sein, dieselbe Sache, ne?
Kann sein. Breges.
Breges. Breges.
Breges, ja. What's to burn?
Verbrennen.
Zu brennen.
Yeah. What's mad?
Sugar in Ganzen.
Iber bottle.
Iber bottle.
Iber bottle.
What they got to do with the bottle?
Iber bottle is not not mad.
Yeah.
Iber bottle is
nuts. Completely when you go, lost your marbles.
Must your marbles. Yeah.
What is the word for marbles again, Judy?
What? Wunder. The wunder. What's
marbles?
Marbles.
You wrote it. You.
Oh, the marvel is given wunder.
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 Okay. Wunder. Wunder. Okay. Yeah. Okay, what is a bottle?
A bottle.
No, this is a book in Hebrew.
What's it in Yiddish? Come on, come
give
on.
Us, give us what it starts with.
F.
No,
we give
no don't look okay. In the... I'll tell you.
Tell me.
It's a fleshel.
A fleshel.
Oh.
What's it? Anger?
Kas, in kas.
In kas, yeah. What's memory?
Zikaron.
Zikaron is correct.
I said that it's all because they're Yiddish. Yeah. Braish,
yeah. What's to blame? You blame. Somebody to blame.
Memon to...
Du bist ba.
No. Come on, come on.
What, fanst du schon mit?
Yes.
Schuldig. Schuldig, sehr gut.
Very good.
Schuldig.
Und ich habe nicht herangekocht.
Nein, ich habe gesehen, ich habe geguckt, ich habe ein Buch.
Schuldig, schuldig.
What's celebration?
Simcha.
Ja.
Be careful, because Ronnie's watching you.
Ja, ich kann sehen.
What is dad?
A Tata.
A Tata is in Yiddish.
A Tata.
But it is a...
Atata.
That's what I said, atata.
Atata or
fortune.
What is healthy?
Gesund.
Gesund.
What's the nose?
A nose.
A nozzle. A nezala, a nezala.
Nezala. What's an oath?
A shua.
Zelbi can be in Ivrit.
Yeah. What is polish?
To
polish your shoes.
Rain machen.
Polish your shoes. What
so is that? A word for that?
To vision.
No.
What's hype to
oh.
It must be op something.
Op.
Op shine.
Op shine.
Op passen.
Op passen.
Very good.
Okay, when people say someone is crazy, believe it.
Yeah. What was noch hast du
so okay, when you know the NASA.
Ronnie, hast du geendigt mit der
Nein, ich habe nicht geendigt, ja. Ich habe gewollt wissen, what is a shirt?
A Hemd.
Correct. And to remain?
Zu bleiben.
Überbleiben.
Überbleiben.
And after a good cry, your heart is lighter.
Noch einen guten Veinen is
the
Herz
of the Leichter. As men wendt sich aus, wer Krieger an der Herz.
What is a tin can?
I don't know. A tin can?
A tin can do what?
What is a tin can?
A tin can, you know? Maybe it's in the baked beans.
Baked beans come out of it. Yeah. What is it in Yiddish?
You're going to kick yourself. It's so simple that we can't think of it.
What's fangt sich an?
B.
B.
Yes.
The bottle.
Nein.
Batka.
Nein.
Ban.
No.
The ban is a train.
Ban is a train, yes.
Give it to us because we have to wrap up.
A blech.
A blech.
A blech.
A blech. A blech. A blech. And Shabbos me legt euch et a blech auf.
Okay.
Das ist a blech.
Very good. Very good.
It's almost time for us to say goodbye. Judy and the 3Ks. Next week we'll be back. The same
God
time.
God willing.
And
same
place. Mirza Hashem for the Kumsitz on 101.9 Chai FM.
We cooking to sein zusammen mit dir noch einmal.
Amen, amen, amen.
A good Shabbos.
Goodbye.
A good Shabbos. Thank you, Craigie.
And thanks to all at Chai FM, Craig in the studio, Howard and the crew. Stay safe, drive carefully, and enjoy yourselves. Shabbat shalom. Good Shabbos.